CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Wildfires are raging across the country with a lot of dry weather and several red flag warning conditions, with a wildfire in Reading, Pennsylvania that has prompted evacuations.
Neighbors in Reading woke to a terrifying sight.
You could see 20-foot flames every 100 feet.
Fire crews say the wildfire started on the north side of the mountain late Friday night. It was just steps away from homes. Some residents were asked to evacuate to a local elementary school.
Large flames a block or so away from my house.
The fire spread across an area of more than 170 acres. Eva Anderson, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Meanwhile, in California, crews are battling the devastating mountain fire, one of the most destructive the southern part of the state has faced in years. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen talked to a family affected by the fires.
It's hard to see this.
Jamie Randall and her husband Tyler Farnworth, along with their children, were among the thousands evacuated Wednesday when the mountain fires swept through the area within hours. Randall says she quickly packed two suitcases.
I never thought in my wildest dreams, you know, that this would be the last time I'd be standing at my house.
Yeah. Safe at a nearby hotel is when they say a text came from a neighbor who stayed behind that their home was on fire. The blaze hollowed out their whole house, reducing everything inside.
The Pentagon says the United States and Britain launch raids on Yemen tonight. This while Qatar is stepping back from mediating a ceasefire deal and hostage release between Israel and Hamas. They say they're waiting for both sides to show the willingness and seriousness to stop the war. The BBC's Joe Inwood explains.
Very strong statements, critical both of Hamas and Israel, who the Qataris said were operating in bad faith and using the talks as more of a political football for their own ends, rather than to try and secure a ceasefire and secure the release of the hostages. Qatar also said that they were fed up with essentially being blamed for the failure of the talks, something they say is not their fault, and it seems they've essentially lost patience and said until the talks take place in good faith, they are no longer going to media.
Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames Joe Biden for the Democrats' loss in last week's election as the finger-pointing intensifies. CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman has more.
In a New York Times podcast, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke about the Democrats' losses. She said President Biden should have dropped out of the race sooner. Pelosi also said culture wars powered the Republican victory.
There are cultural issues involved in elections as well. Guns, God, and gays. That's the way they say it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone, premiering tonight at 8, 7 Central, only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. If you build something worth having, someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too.
You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
The epic return of Yellowstone, tonight at 8, 7 Central, on Paramount Network.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, no matter what you're craving. From 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Playing bingo for a good cause.
Every Wednesday, residents of the Hermitage Nursing Home in Roanoke, Virginia play
bingo.
That includes 99-year-old Martha McMullen, who often wins.
I would say I average $1.50 or $2 a week.
The longtime retired fourth grade teacher collects that money to buy school supplies for students at Fairview Elementary School in Roanoke.
I knew that there were probably children that wouldn't have something that they needed.
Other residents joined McMullen's effort, and together they've collected about $500 for school supplies. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Who gets to keep the engagement ring if the wedding is called off? That's what a judge in Massachusetts had to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. The court ruled that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who bought it, thus ending a six-decade state rule that requires judges to identify who's to blame for ending the relationship. Cooper Lawrence, CBS.
W.R.J.
Cloudy tonight with areas of rain and drizzle. Lows in the upper 40s to 50. Early drizzle on Sunday, then partly sunny for the afternoon. Highs to the upper 50s. On Monday, a partly cloudy sky. Highs in the mid-50s and low 50s Tuesday. Currently 51 degrees.
You adore. what made you so.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Riddle away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Riddle away.
Well, she can't stand her cause she walks. Looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun.
Love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
WRJN.
Love. rescue me.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Uno, dos. One, two, tres, cuatro.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
WRJN. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
be fine. Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Several states in the Northeast are facing a heightened fire danger. That includes New Jersey, where at least a half a dozen fires are burning. These are examples of red flag warnings issued when fires could